Here we go.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass.
Loud noises!
I know kung fu.
This is madness!
Where are you?
Hello, everybody. This summer comes the greatest tale the world has ever seen. Three men have set out on a journey of epic proportion. They will battle monsters, robots, and more to bring the internet the biggest laughs on a Monday night. Or Tuesday, or any other day of the week if you listen to the podcast. So, yeah. In 1 hour's time, they will break your funny bone, or you will get a full money-back guarantee. I am Jeremy.
I am Doug.
I am Kevin.
And we are your faithful heroes in the longest intro ever. Only in theaters.
This film was like a written. Yeah.
The show is definitely...
It got leaked, actually, on torrents already.
Please
Damn
follow
you,
us.
Pirate Bay.
Please follow us on social media for a piece of cake. But the cake is not real, some say. I say, screw them! Eat the cake! At the 8-Bit Geek. So
you can, we're not providing the cake, though. We should make that pretty clear. We don't.
Well, we should put a piece of, we have a picture of a cake. Let's put a picture of a cake on the social media and say, this is your piece of cake. And then we'll list local places where you can buy that said piece of cake.
And then they'll all be lies.
It would be
There's
lies.
It's like 3 hours too late or 3 years too late.
Hey, where's the cake?
It's just going to be Rick Astley videos.
All right, guys. We got a couple things to get into that are breaking news before we get into the funny. We're going to bring it down just a little bit here and talk about a couple deaths that just happened. First, I want to touch base. The one that just happened right now was Robin Williams. It was this morning he passed away from an apparent... depression,
asphyxiation.
Suicide. That's what everyone keeps saying is that it's an apparent suicide. It has not been made official, has it yet?
I don't believe so.
That was, I think, the quote from the apparent suicide quote came from the sheriff, I believe. So they are currently investigating, but that is their what it appears to have been.
And it's a tragic loss, and everybody. I mean, all three of us have our own favorites for. Robin Williams films, but instead of mourning and being sad about it, I thought we would just give a shout out and say, you know, it's been a pleasure to watch him on film, hasn't it?
Definitely, oh, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Oh my God.
I'm gonna watch Awakenings tonight, dude. That's still one of my favorite Robin Williams movies. It went to show, like, he was one of the first ones who did all this comedy stuff and then was able to do such an amazing dramatic movie. Like he was all around just an amazing actor.
Yeah, dude, Good Will Hunting.
Yeah.
And then did you ever see like 1 hour photo or what was that other one with Al Pacino? Wasn't he in
I don't remember. The
I don't know.
I think okay. Now call me crazy here and I'm looking this up. Yes, that's it. I really, really, really enjoyed him in Bicentennial Man.
Yeah.
Was that the reason the robot?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just forget about those like obscure movies that he did.
Yeah. And then Patch Adams.
Well, yeah, that's Hook? Not obscure. Patch, yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Patch Adams. I loved him in Patch Adams.
Yeah.
I mean, Jumanji. Aladdin.
Flubber.
He was the voice of the bat in Ferngully.
Do you remember you remember the movie Toys? How weird that was? He was in that.
Popeye?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have that sitting on my Plex. I'm going to watch that.
Man, Good Morning Vietnam.
Good morning. Oh, that was so good. Yeah, he started...
Well, Hunting. I mean, this dude was just...
Even Bobcat Goldthwait made him look amazing with World's Greatest Dad. Like, that was a great film, too.
I mean...
Yeah, I saw Edgar Wright actually posted about that this evening, just saying, like, I had the pleasure of telling him that was one of my favorite roles of his. And he's like, if you have not seen that movie, go watch it. It is one of his best roles.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, so I'm on my list now.
There are three films that he still has left to go that are in post-production. So
He's got three more in the tank. Merry Friggin' Christmas, which sounds awesome. Night at the Museum, Secret of the Tomb.
And it looks so good.
I know, it looks so great. And then Absolutely Anything as well, coming out in 2015. So he's got three films left that we can watch and have some fun with him. And what a stupendous life. He died at the age of 63, way too soon. I recently saw him on, what was it? I think Jimmy Fallon, it had to be. And his energy level is still as high as it was when he started, you know?
Yeah. Oh, man, he was the best.
He was the best.
Best, man, for sure.
Video game lover, too. He named his daughter Zelda because he was so into Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. And he would legitimately play through every single one of them. One of my favorite moments, too, they did a commercial with Nintendo. It was him and his daughter playing the new Legend of Zelda on 3DS. And it was just like his face like was lit up throughout the whole time. Like, he legitimately enjoyed Legend of Zelda. And that's super cool. You would never expect him, you know, to be into that.
Yeah, that's true. It's so cool. Yeah, I mean, and the guy just... He brought a joy to my face all the time. You know, what's sad is that they were talking and he was signed on to do, we were just talking about it, I think, a couple weeks ago, Mrs. Doubtfire 2.
Huh.
Yeah, he was planning on ramping that up, but obviously we will not see that. I'm just happy that we got to share, you know, his life and see his movies, and we'll be able to share them with our kids as they grow up and when you guys have kids as well, so... If you have kids, or adopt, or
it is what it is.
Yeah, or we'll just put a, you can just put the dog in front.
I'm going to grow up my knuckles just for him. I'm not going to shave them.
No. Do you currently? Is that a thing that you currently do?
Yeah, are you
Robin Williams? And he had some hairy arms and knuckles.
No. Let's not.
That's all for love, okay? I know.
I mean, he used it in his stand-up. I mean, I don't know his like HBO special. I mean, he talked about like, you know, the pleasuring of a woman, and he would use his arm like, you know, in his elbow, put his mouth in his elbow, and it'd be like the visual.
I don't want to stray away from this. I want to know if Kevin shaves his knuckles.
Yeah, hold on, Kevin. You haven't answered the question.
Yeah,
if we get this many viewers, I'll let you know.
Oh, man.
To shave your chest or something this week?
Yeah, yeah.
You won't believe what happens next. Look here.
New advertising scheme. So to Robin Williams, what a great life. Thank you so much. And we will continue to celebrate your wonderful film career. So the second death this week has been Jonathan Vila. If you haven't listened to the show, he had a stroke a couple weeks ago. He had a fund going that we were trying to point people towards. He's known as the Aquaman San Antonio. He goes to all the cons. He goes to, you know, all the hospitals to try to cheer the kids up. He just recently passed away. So it's a sad moment, and I thought that maybe seeing that in the light of Robin Williams and Jonathan Vila, that we take a moment and just, you know, a moment of silence and respect both of their RIP, you know. Okay. So now that sad news has gotten out of the way.
Real quick before we move on, just I do believe that the fund for Jonathan Vila, I think it's still going on, but now it is for the family to help pay for the... 'cause medical expenses... dead or not, I mean, you still have to pay those.
Yeah, you do.
Which is it's kind of shitty. And so the links that we posted in the past shows
will still work.
We'll post it again in this week's, and we'll also post a link to the Wikipedia Suicide Crisis Center links, and it's all for all the different countries and stuff. So no matter where you are, if you or a friend is experiencing depression and you're thinking about, or you know that they may be thinking about harming themselves, that you can point them to get help. And we fully support that.
Yeah, and take it seriously too, folks, because here's the deal. As soon as your friend says, you know, I'm tired of this, and he's starting to talk like that, and you know, don't wait, you know, make the call and try to help your friend out, because you know, as soon as you hear that, like, you know, I just want to kill myself and kind of thing, and if you think it's a serious deal, you know, do something about it.
Yeah, and if you or your friend or whatever is not a fan of like the Hotline thing, there is a Twitter as well, and it is at underscore I'm alive, all one word, I-M-A-L-I-V-E, and that is just, it's a kind of like you actually talk to people, and I think like you follow them, they follow you back, and then you start a conversation with an actual individual right then and there, and on the social media sort of thing. That way, if you don't want to pick up the phone and talk to somebody, you can still interact.
Yeah,
and have that.
Yeah, get some help, because this life is, there's so much to live for. So with that, let's try to get some spirits up and try to have some fun.
Let's do it.
Okay, because we got a ton of stuff to get through. And the first thing is of course, my favorite. That's become one of my favorites.
Indeed.
Right off the top of the bat, Misconnections.
You were a blonde half Asian with a bad case of gas.
Is getting us right in the mood.
Oh man, he gets you pumped, and then you bring it in with the smooth jazz, and it just gets me going.
Baby. All right. First this week, we have a guy who might be a Star Trek fan. So,
I don't say.
All right, so we have My Midtown Runner Comic Girl, and this guy is not the type of guy who's smooth. He's not a smooth operator. So he seems like an aggressive type, so that's the way I'm going to go with it, okay?
Oh.
It's been since February, since we last talked. I know this is futile, as you've moved on, but I think of you every day. Numerous times a day. And the quiet ache of your absence does not fade. We would have led to each other's ruin, but I still love you.
Wow.
It's the best that you read it in like that almost like stalkerish voice.
Yeah.
Like, we would have led to each other's ruin because I would have murdered you. Yeah. I still love you.
I don't know, dude. I read the whole thing as Captain Picard. I don't know why.
It's been since February since we last talked. I don't know. That was Sean
Captain's,
Connery.
Captain's log.
Captain's log. February.
Make it so.
I know this is futile, as you've moved on, but I think of you every day. Numerous times a day. And quite ache of your absence does not
fade. In my bathroom, with my hand.
While I was taking number two.
Resistance is futile.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad he didn't say that, because then it would have been like, man, don't contact this guy, because he's obviously going to put you in his basement.
All right, who's got next?
I guess I'll take the next one. It's a short one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All of these are pretty short, because we do have an epic last one. We'll tease you with that.
All right, I got that. All right. Dressed up, long, blonde-haired Wonder Woman. I guess it's Route 75. I don't really know what that means.
Maybe she was on the side of the road.
I don't know. It's Sarasota. I'm trying to figure out how to read this. I just figured it's a dude in a truck. For whatever reason, this dude's in a truck, so he's a redneck.
For real? She had to be on the side of the road.
I passed you in your car, and you look great. I'm guessing you're coming back from one of that Comic-Con. I just wanted you to use your magic lasso on me, and perhaps there's still a chance.
Winky face. I want you to use your magic lasso on me.
That's not a magic lasso. It's a lasso of truth. So she's gonna lasso him, and she's gonna be like, "So tell me your darkest secret." I look at kitty porn. No, I mean, not all the time.
No, it's, just once a night.
Did like Wonder Woman's invisible plane break down on Route 75 or something? Like, what the hell is she doing out there?
Oh, she said she was, I passed you in my car.
Let's see, if it was
not even that she was in a car.
Listen.
Yeah, she's just standing there.
No. If it's anything like Comic-Con down in Dallas, you got to walk 15 blocks to get a lunch. Okay?
Seriously. Man, I'm hungry. Where should we go? I don't know. Let's walk 30 minutes. In downtown Dallas, something will show up.
Yeah, for real. You would think that everything would be down there, man. But we walked to a place. It was closed, but then they had a pretty cool shop next to it.
And then they had cowboy boots.
Hey, you don't know nothing about Dallas. Ain't nobody wearing that.
I saw like three like cowboy boot places when we walked down there.
Oh, were you in Fort Worth, though?
Or did you no, I was in Dallas. I was in Dallas downtown.
Oh, wow. That's weird.
Yeah, remember that time that you guys
that we didn't show up? That's partially
they
my
were,
fault.
My misconnection was them in Dallas. I was like, here I am waiting at a steakhouse and I missed you guys. We were supposed to meet. I guess this fate wasn't meant to be.
But we're going to meet again.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Again for the first time.
In so little time.
Oh, I know. It's less than a month, guys. It is a month. Yeah, we're a little over a month.
That is pretty awesome.
I know.
So, okay, but we digress.
Yeah, we digress.
Jordan has something to say.
What's Jordan got to say?
He's, I'm crushing on you so hard. You're a friend of a friend of mine, but I'll never get up the courage to say hello or even find out whether you're dating anyone. The fact that you're secretly a comic and gamer geek makes me weak. Although your choice in NFL teams are a little suspect. I will always remain secret admirer.
I could have done it better.
I like how he broke out the NFL teams. What the hell? Is she green to Green Bay or something? Because no one likes the Green Bay Packers. And if you're a Packers fan, hey, thank you for listening.
And we've just lost three listeners.
I'm just saying, okay, just a disclaimer. He is a KC fan. Correct? You're a Chiefs
and,
fan?
Well, born and raised Bears, Chicago Bears.
Oh, yeah. So you got bad blood there.
Bad blood.
Yeah, bad blood. Not your blood is bad, but bad blood rivalry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Kevin, I've got bad news.
I got to go get that checked out.
All right. Now, we have... I have never come across something so absurd and so epic at the same time in a misconnection. Now, I will tell you, this gentleman deserves an award and psychiatric help.
Maybe that's the reward.
Yeah. He's 23, he's 5'10", and his body build is kind of heavy. Guys, I don't know how we should tackle this, but I think we should just pick out some paragraphs. Yes, I said paragraphs, because...
But this is Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
this is... the misconnections. We normally get like a sentence or two, and this is like a goddamn novel.
Yeah. It, at the end of this, they should just have a TLDR. Too long didn't read.
All right. Okay.
They would just say, too long didn't read, loser.
All right, here's the deal. I'll start off on the first paragraph. Doug, you pick one paragraph after that you think is too insane, and then read it. And then, Kevin, you do the same, and then we'll just kind of make our way to the bottom, okay? How's that sound?
Are we going to go through, like, schizophrenia, where it's going to be different voices for each one?
Why not? Deadpool-esque. Why not? All right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you enjoy this, because it's just about to get real.
This is the rest of the show.
And weird. It's going to get really weird. All right. I wish it with more marketable titles for these things. Something that really pops. I wanted to use Avengers 2, Age of the Painfully Introverted 20-something, but my agent, literally a stuffed animal I keep on the shelf, he never steers me wrong, informed me that, well, that sort of thing, that was already sort of a thing.
Your line for literally a stuffed animal that I keep on my shelf literally sounded like a stuffed animal that I keep on myself.
Oh. That could happen.
Well, it's got a slur.
I was like, surely that was just me mishearing that and not you miss, because if that was like a misspeak, that's the best one ever. Like that's of all the ones you've ever had, that's the best
one.
Oh,
that's a self. Yeah. Listen, self.
I'm gonna skip the second paragraph because it's just about Comic-Con. I'm gonna go to the third one.
All right.
Anyways, this isn't about interesting things. This is about me. Some of you are probably like, who is this nerd? What the hell is he doing in the Misconnections?
Yes, I am.
Honestly, I don't remember where I usually put this series of posts. But there are too many douchey posts in the Rants Rave section.
So I thought I'd move on and just try Misconnections.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he says. But now that I put it that way, I guess Mel for Women Misconnections isn't exactly the place to go if one is searching for greener pastures. Screw it! There's always a perk of me being a fan of women. There's always the perk of me being a fan of women, especially women who read. And chances are you've seen me somewhere, somehow.
I have.
You may have even read about a thing I did once or twice.
What?
Oh, no.
If you're just joining us for the first time, it goes like this. 23 years old. Social anxiety. Introvert. Shy. Really wants to break out into the world and make connections, but struggles.
I have a question. Yeah. I know you're about to finish this up. But he goes, you've probably seen me somewhere, somehow, or you've even read about a thing I've done once or twice, but then totally contradicts himself by saying how introverted and social anxiety.
Well, I guess he just posts all the fuck over Craigslist. That's my guess. It's like, you've probably seen one of my posts before, because this is where I post.
This is crazy.
I just came here to look for used instruments, bro.
Yeah, I really was just looking for a dog.
But I stumbled across this, and I had to contact you.
Okay. Sometimes I make progress and post about it. Sometimes I need to vent about my plight and post about it. For some reasons, enough people take interest for me to feel like I should keep doing it.
Well, I guess Craigslist is his personal forum.
I want to read the next one because I feel like it keeps... This could be part of the one I just read. Because
right,
it's like
you go for thing. It.
Last update was really negative. Without going into detail, family drama. Nothing like suicide attempts, dementia, depression, and general angst to make for an awesome environment for an introvert prone to bouts of melancholy.
Oh my God.
So I figured, what the hell, it's 6 in the morning on a Sunday. I have nothing better to do. Can't sleep. So I better just talk to the internet.
Open Talk's back.
Holy shit, it keeps going on.
It just won't stop. We got to get through this. People are going to be like, all right, I'm out of here.
Dude, we got... Okay, yeah, really. TLDR.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're just going to pick some of the...
All right,
it's like there's part about him getting a haircut.
Hold on, wait. Look at this. Where did it say? I just saw it. Gently tracing a girl's freckles with your fingertips, hugging, playing with each other's hair. Stuff like that.
Yeah, I was literally reading that paragraph because he's like,
oh my God.
Last year, if you didn't know, I broke up with my girlfriend of 8 years.
Ouch.
Wow. Do this one. Kevin, I've been on two dates since I've become single. Do that one.
I've been on two dates with two individuals since I became single. The first one was really bad. Really, really, really bad. The second one was great.
What?
Nice. Probably is the best way to put it. We were on three dates. One to Starbucks, one to Hookah 21, and one to see a movie. The problem is, I'm so shy. Even though this girl was A, pretty far out of my league, and B, super healthy and active, she somehow took what I thought was legitimate interest in me. I never made a move or anything. I got the impression that she was really content taking things nice and slow. Given some conversations we had early on about guys having sex and brain on the brain and whatnot. So in my mind, I'm like, great, this is perfect. Cute girl, no pressure, and she's a total sweetheart. Well, after date number three, she just seemed to hit some turmoil in her living situation and had to move.
It was him.
He was probably the because he kept not far, mind you, but a little farther than she was. And then nothing. No more texts, no more anything of the sort. She just sort of fell off the map. Usually I'm pretty observant about this sort of thing, and I'm quick to assume someone wants to be rid of me, but I never got that vibe from her. In fact, she expressed that she wanted to keep meeting and whatnot, rather than let me screw things up. I thought it was great. Sounded promising, and then she's gone. Kind of like a blow to the growing confidence I had. Her name was Stephanie, and she is the logical reason why I would put this post in the misconnections section. I love it when a plan comes together.
What?
What? Why did he, like, quote Mr. T after that?
Why didn't he just make a post that said, "Hey, Stephanie, I miss you. Where are you?"
Yeah, hey, remember that time we went on the 3 dates? We went to a Starbucks, Hookah 21, and what was our third date? Oh, if you're interested in me, hit me back.
Seems crazy. Okay, here's the last sentence.
Otherwise, it's a diatribe of things.
If anyone is aware of someone who wants a big leather buttock to hug on, do please send them my way. Because I can't remember the last time I was actually embraced.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, man. Poor guy. It gets better, bro.
Yeah, it gets, if you gets need brighter. Help, please visit Wikipedia.com.
Oh.
Too soon. Too soon.
Man.
So that was our misconnections for the week. If you have any, or if you want to make one, please do send it to us on our Twitter, on our Facebook, or on the website. We'd love to read it on the air. And last week, unfortunately, nobody did it. So, Kevin, you get to keep your hair.
Yes.
Okay. So, that
you will not separate me and my chest hair.
That sucks for us.
You love it.
All right. So, we got tons of movie news, a lot of geeky stuff to get through. Let's hit it. It's the most spectacular, magnificent, and important news you'll hear all day. Or not. All right, gentlemen, we do have some news on the Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. It has been moved to March 2016. Originally, they were going up against Captain America 3, and both of them said they were not going to move. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they were not going to back down.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy came out.
Yeah, literally that's what happened.
And so, yeah, I mean, they made now, here's the other deal, is that they did, I think last week we talked about it, right? Marvel came out and released their entire schedule.
Yeah.
Well, Warner Brothers decided, well, you're not going to have all that fun. They went ahead and did the same exact thing, except... Mm-hmm. They didn't name a lot of the names of the movies. They didn't name any
movies.
It just says DC movie. And then it says Warner Brothers movie, which a lot of people are speculating that it's going to be the Harry Potter movies.
Yeah, they're already speculating that it's going to be, like, because there's two, I think, on that list. And they're already like, holy crap, these are getting, like, it's going to be a trilogy? Like, holy, we'll see.
I know that look at Doug. He is just geeking out already. He's like,
I'm excited because it's something in the Harry Potter universe that's not.
Oh, I know.
Potter. Like, that's awesome.
You know what I'm doing? I told you this earlier. I've gone through two movies now with my son. I'm going to plan on reading him the books as a nighttime thing before bed. And I'm going to start saving money to go to Universal Studios to go to the Harry Potter.
Dude. Ah, next summer. GeekyCon, all right? It's by the people who did LeakyCon, which is the huge Harry Potter event, right?
Oh, yeah.
It is at Universal Studios in Orlando, Florida. They do it at... They have a night that is... They literally shut the park down at like 7 o'clock, and the attendees of the con have the ability to purchase tickets to go to the theme park that night.
Ooh.
That's cool.
Hey, okay. Well, it looks like we know where we're going for press.
Yeah. Like, because I've gone to a couple of these cons before, and so, like, this year I have a bunch of friends and stuff that went, and I was just like, why the fuck didn't I apply for press? I know the people that run this convention. I could have gotten them. Like,
Going, okay, leaky news, we're going next year, so put us down.
Yeah, I'll have my people contact your people.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Marvel Studios came out with their list. DC came out with their list with Warner Brothers, and so they've moved the date. You know, I don't think it's a bad move because of the fact that, you know, Captain America 2, Winter Soldier, opened up in the same slot that they moved to March, and they did what, 100 million. So I think March is, and we talked about this before, March has really become now the start of the summer movies. You know, it's like reached all the way back to March. And I think that's just the fact that we're getting so many summer films that they have to extend summer. I mean, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see movies come out on Wednesday anyways instead of Fridays. Yeah. It's nuts, man. Like, the world is upside down. People are looting in St. Louis because of these films releasing on a Wednesday.
Yeah, that's not it.
That's not it, dude.
No?
That is 1,000%.
We have to educate you.
Yeah, we'll talk about this after the show because we're trying to keep this lighthearted.
I saw that they announced this and then I saw riots, so I thought maybe the two were okay. My bad.
No, I think everyone is happy that these two movies aren't going up against each other. One, because it saves us the headache of going, well, fuck, what movie do I want to see? And also, it gives Warner Bros. The ability to kind of go, whew, thank God.
Like, yeah, and I do
we're
think...
we're going to make money now because we saw what that franchise has done this summer with their two movies.
Oh, yeah. And I do think that, Batman versus Superman is probably the... you know, they've said it in the news. I think it's one of the most highly anticipated movies of all time because everybody's been wanting to see these two characters on screen.
True, very true. But at the same time, everyone trusts Marvel right now.
Oh, yeah, of course, definitely.
And a lot of people, I know that you love Superman, and I love it too. It's my favorite Superman movie to date, for sure. Mm-hmm. But I know that a lot of other people who are way more into Superman than I am didn't care for it. Like they don't like the new Zack Snyder DC look take, and so they're kind of already jumping to conclusions, even though we haven't really seen shit from it yet.
I guarantee you those people after, because you know we went back and forth and we argued a little bit about the everything that happened in the first film, but I think everything's going to tie up nicely in the second one, and we're going to start to see the consequences, and then we're going to be like, oh, okay, so that's what happened. Okay, oops.
Yeah, I mean obviously Bats has to come after him for a reason.
Yeah, and I think that's what. I think it's going to, you know, everyone's going to calm down about the first movie and they're going to be like, all right, well, I get it now.
No. I think even though if you told me like 3 years ago that a Batman versus Superman movie was going to go up against a Captain America movie before Cap 2 came out, I would have been like, Marvel's, they're dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Cap 2 was amazing. It was so good. I watched it again, like, I think I said like last week.
Yeah.
That I watched it after seeing Guardians. Amazing film. Like, it was a great, like, it was just
espionage.
It was good. Yeah, it was really good.
It was awesome.
It's one of those films that, like we said with The Dark Knight, it's you could take all the superhero out of it, and it's just a wonderful, wonderful crime movie. And it's the same way with Cap 2. You take the superhero out of it, it's a great espionage movie.
Exactly. And so I think people, after seeing that, and then again, just what Marvel is doing with their universe, their cinematic universe, I think people are really excited, more excited for what Marvel's doing than what DC is, just because we trust them, like I said.
Yeah, and they
We know what we're going to get. We're going to get good entertainment out of them. Yeah. DC...
we don't know anything yet.
Their record has been shoddy lately. Great Batman movies. They had Superman Returns, which was terrible. They had the new Man of Steel, which was great, but then you also have, like...
Green Lantern,
Green Hornet. While I enjoyed it, did not do well.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, I understand that, and I think that's it's a great point, and I think that my trust is definitely in Marvel. But anyway, they won't be seeing each other, so we don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. So it doesn't matter anyway.
Nope. What does
15 minutes of debate down the drain?
What does matter is that we probably will not see a Kick-Ass 3.
Yeah, and that's a bummer, dude. I got to pick up the last comic. I've been following the Kick-Ass 3, and it's been great. This time around, it's like basically motherfucker's uncle, this mob boss is going after pretty much all the masked superheroes, and it's just like a whole like termination of them. All the while, the police are like, fuck it, let's get in on this superhero action, and they start robbing people with masks and everything. So it's just, it's crazy. It's really cool, but... I mean, it sucks that there probably won't be another one. I'm not surprised, especially since Kick-Ass 2, they say it bombed in the theaters, even though it pretty much made its money back. So,
I loved it. I loved the comic books. Mm-hmm. I love the movies. I thought they were both fun. Like, I don't care if necessarily the second one. Mm-hmm. This is another instance where I hope that, like, someone like Netflix steps in. Like, I know that they don't necessarily fund movies, but dude, do it.
Yeah. Here's the breakdown. Okay.
Do it.
Here's the breakdown. The second one cost $24 million to make. It made $61 million, and then it made another $100 million on DVD and TV rights. So why wouldn't you make? Why wouldn't you make another one? I mean, it was still
the fact that it took so long to make the second one.
Yeah,
I mean that really.
That's part of the problem is that you know, obviously they're based on the comics, they can only go as fast as the comics go. The fact that the third one is just about to wrap up, so that means, although it is like Mark Miller has been very involved with the obviously he, you know, they can kind of do like a video with Scott Pilgrim, because literally the last issue of Scott Pilgrim came out like the week before the movie did.
Yeah.
And so they're a little bit different, but I don't know. I hope they do it. I know that what's his name?
Oh, I can't think of his
name. Aaron Taylor Thompson or something like that, or I don't know what his name is.
Yeah.
Taylor, I don't. The Kick-Ass, you know, he is
just go with
Godzilla.
That.
You know, now he's Quicksilver. Like, you know, they may not be able to do it just because this motherfucker may be too busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One film that I loved in 1999, and I think both of you loved it, and everybody who was involved wants another one, and I want it to happen, Galaxy Quest.
Yes. Oh, it was actually really good.
Yeah. I loved Galaxy Quest, and Tim Allen, Sigourney Weaver, Sam Rockwell, Justin Long, mm-hmm. along with Dean Parasit, is that how you say it? I don't know. And producer Mark Johnson and writer Robert Gordon have all talked about it, and they would do a sequel in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And I hope they do it, man. What a great, great movie.
It was out of nowhere, too. It came out of left field there, and it was great. I loved it. It gave Star Trek a run for its money as far as, like, you know, the cheesiness of it, but, I mean, it was good. It was meant to be that way.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was like a Star Trek tribute. I mean, this is this was the movie for, like, all these sci-fi fans, because it, like, it's like, holy crap, this is exactly what I would want. Like, this is what would happen. Like, this is what I want real life to be like. Well, you know, your favorite show from all these years getting back together for like at a Comic Con, essentially, and then they go on a real adventure, and then they come back and they make another show.
I know. That would be so awesome. I really wanted to see it happen.
Dude, they list other movies that came out that year because they're like, 99 was an amazing year for movies. And then they go on to list other movies that came out alongside this movie, like The Matrix and Fight Club and American Beauty and Being John Malkovich. I did not realize that this movie was that old.
I know, right?
Like, that's insane to me.
I graduated high school in 1999.
Oh my gosh, that's so long ago.
I know.
Tim Allen was pretty cool about it. He said, there is a sequel written somewhere, but I haven't really gotten a straight answer about it, but Hollywood is a pretty peculiar place. It's none of my business. So, but everyone else was like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, Sigourney Weaver was like, I'm in. Like, I saw my costume, which apparently she stole. I read that later. Like, someone was like, oh, yeah, she totally stole that. They're not supposed to take their costumes, and she took it when she left.
Whatever. Sigourney Weaver, what are you going to do?
No, I mean, are you going to stop her? I mean, come on.
Oh, look at this. Yeah, and look at Alan. Tim Allen even goes on to say, how's this for a sequel? It's 15 years later. Thermines? Is that how I knew that. Come on, man. The Thermians come back, but they haven't aged. Maybe they don't have a warp drive anymore, so it took them 15 years to get back. That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. So we are maybe, possibly, I think that all this new Gotham and Marvel business is starting to leak into the TV world for even video games. Resident Evil inspired detective drama TV show is in the early stages of development.
This one seems interesting.
I hope. That's all you can say, because you're like, well, good luck.
Well, my thing is, I'm so burnt out on the Resident Evil movies and all that stuff. Like, I'm overseeing, like, the because it started off there just kind of like zombies, and there was kind of some mutated ones that were a little bit worse, and now it's just ridiculous.
It has gotten so bad.
And so, like, this is, you know, inspired by Resident Evil, the Resident Evil franchise. Arklay is a new scripted survival horror series that delves in the mysterious homicides in Raccoon City.
What?
Yeah, if this could be a way of retconning it, that'd be awesome. Because, I mean, I loved, like, the first Resident Evil, the best part about it was the mystery and, especially in the mansion, you know. And if they just go along all this prequel stuff where, you know, Raccoon City is still, you know, populated, and Umbrella just has, like, a background thing, you know, Umbrella is just some corporation nobody knows about, and they have a mansion. You know, like, I can dig that if, like, mysterious, you know, kind of make it weird X-Files type thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That'd be cool.
And it says when he is thrust into the series of bizarre homicides, he unravels the city. The city is hiding a dark conspiracy. Learning a fatal virus is connected to it all, he discovers it is already coursing through him.
Oh my god!
With time no longer on his side, he must solve the conspiracy to save his own life.
I really
that's
hope...
awesome.
It does sound really awesome, as long as they don't add Matrix Cat into it. What's his face with the glasses, and he looks back and he's like, "I've been waiting for you." And then he's got lightning fast moves. You remember in the movie at the end?
Oh, you're talking about Wesker?
Yeah, Wesker.
Well, Albert Wesker was in the first Resident Evil, and he was a member. He was like the head of S.T.A.R.S.
It was so terrible. Like, his acting, and even in the video game, it was ridiculous.
Even the video game was awful. Chris, don't open that door.
Oh, and do you remember? I was playing co-op, so I kept hitting the button. Chris.
Oh, Resident Evil 4.
Chris, over here. Mm-hmm.
I had my friend rage quit on me one time because we were playing online, and I just kept doing that by every door. Like, come here. Shut it up.
There is a side story here that I don't have listed, but they are, I don't know, this is like the 18th time, they're remaking the original Resident Evil for the next gen. Their HD version and all that kind of stuff.
And here's your remake thing again. Really, all it is Capcom's way once again of being lazy, and they're redoing an HD or a pretty version of the GameCube release, which in its own right, it was easily the best version of the original Resident Evil, but it's still a game that's over 10 years old as far as, you know, the remakes go. So they're going to slap some rouge on it and put it back out there, which, I mean, I'm complaining, but I'll buy it anyway because that was easily one of my favorite Resident Evil games.
Yeah,
really cool. They're going to throw in, they're still going to have all the pre-rendered backgrounds and all that. They're going to add, I think, where you can actually walk and shoot now instead of the weird tank controls that were in the first one.
Everybody hated that. Even though it made it really suspenseful to do it that way. You know, because you're just like, oh my god, get away from him and shoot! It really caused a lot of frustration for me.
Yeah. That game 10 years old. It's got to be older than that.
No, it's older than that. He's talking about the remake.
GameCube.
Yeah, the GameCube.
Because he said 10 years, and I was like, man, it's got to be older than that. There's no way. Because, like, we're doing, like, Halo, like, 10-year re-release, like, updated graphics and stuff. And that
actually
is 10 years.
About 12 years then, because it's like, GameCube came out in 2002, and I think that's when they released it, 2002 or 2003. I just remember buying a GameCube specifically to play that game. And I think I sold my GameCube after that. I was like, that's the only game I wanted to play.
Well, I mean, so if it is only 10, maybe 11, 12 years old, then we should still be able to see good graphics done. Because again, look at what they're doing with the Halo re-releases.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they look pretty good. They look awesome.
I mean, even back in the day, the GameCube, it looked great. I mean, like I said, it was definitely a superior version of it. But, I mean, once again, Capcom is the king of laziness. They'll just re-slap something out there and be like, HD Super Hyper Fighting Remix!
It's
got like two...
Oh, man, I can see those 4 pixels so much better!
Yeah.
When the game is going 30 miles an hour across the screen. Hyper combo!
And we give it the introductory price of
$59.99. HD.
Damn you, Capcom.
Well, Michael Fassbender says that American Creed.
American Creed.
American Creed.
It's leaked, everyone. American Creed's the next Assassin's Creed game.
Yes. Creed. Wait, that was Assassin's Creed 3 that already happened.
You get to play as Larry the Cable Guy.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'm a Templar. Get it done.
He just rolls. He just rolls off the roof. Michael Fassbender says that Assassin's Creed aims to respect the games. So He goes on to say, I know, I love these rumors. It's fantastic. People talk about it, and they're hopefully interested. Nothing has changed. Yeah, I am still a part of the Assassin's Creed. We're working on the script as we speak. Actually, I'm going back to see the writers when I get back to Europe. And he says he's going to respect the game. There's so much cool stuff in the game that we're actually spoiled in terms of choices, blah, 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 blah. So if you're worried about it, it seems to it's going to hold close to the roots, and it is still ongoing. So don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Really curious about this, because with the turn in the recent games where you're not Desmond anymore, that really frees up what they can do with the movie, I feel, because you see in some of the newer ones that you see there's multiple people using like the Anima system to dive into DNA, and not even theirs. They can now go in and visit other people's DNA. Mm-hmm. So that's actually
way to ruin the story for me.
That dude, it's, not it's, even remotely.
Yeah, there's it's down the rabbit hole, bro.
Like that is the surface.
I bet. No, I know these games. The stories go real deep. I'm talking real deep.
Deep.
So we'll get that. It's set for release on August 7, 2015, so look out for that. But what we should be looking at right now is the top box office of the week. Here's your top five moneymakers. Number five coming in is Lucy, making $9.5 million for a total of $97.5 in 3 weeks.
Getting a sequel.
Getting a sequel. Number four is The 100-Foot Journey, making $11 million.
Not getting a sequel.
Number three is Into the Storm, the Twister wannabe, making $18 million in its first week.
It was the Twister sequel.
How did that get out of Sci-Fi Channel? Seriously, that's one of those movies. Well, Sci-Fi Presents.
I was reading this thing where they're talking about like how poorly the release for this was, just because they're like, you release a movie about giant tornadoes at the end of tornado season. Like, yeah, the reason why Twister did so good is because they released it in May, like end of March, May, which is the peak, like the start of tornado season. So people went and saw that, and then the whole summer they're like, holy shit, fucking tornadoes. Like, it was on their mind because it was coming, it was happening, and like now it's over. Like, no one's had a tornado in like 3 weeks or more. So by the time this comes around, they're like, Shark Week starts on Sunday.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, that's what people, that's why Sharknado did so well.
Coming in at number two is Guardians of the Galaxy, making $42.1 million. That's insane, because the number one movie is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, making $65.6 million. It actually did better than the projections, which I thought that the projections would be higher, but I still think that says a lot for Guardians of the Galaxy. We're seeing a lot of people return to the theaters. I'm actually going to see it again next week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. I'm going to go see it tomorrow for $4. So,
I would probably go see it again. I mean, I'd also go see Guardians again too. I haven't seen that one for a second time yet.
No, I'm going to see Guardians.
No, that's what we're talking about. Guardians.
Yeah, Guardians.
Oh, they're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
No, God, no. That's done. Yeah.
We'll get to our spoiler stuff after this. Yeah, I'm sure.
We have. Stay tuned after the, of course, the gaming news, because we'll do the what are you watching, and we're going to review Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and we'll put the same gauntlet down as before so you can stop listening and then come back. But the $65.6 million, it was enough to green light a sequel. It's coming out
almost immediately.
Immediately.
But I think they're looking at it kind of like, you know, that's week one. Obviously you'll see drop off over the weeks continue, but people are still going to be going throughout the week and next weekend and stuff to take their kids to see it. I mean, that's what their draw is that you're going to parents that are going to take their kids multiple times, probably.
Well, here's the thing. Guardians already in 2 weeks already broke even on their budget. It's they're and good for them.
Okay, so if $100 million was made off of Kick-Ass 2 for DVD sales, you can almost guarantee over $200, $300 million on Blu-ray sales and DVD. You know what I'm saying?
For Guardians, yeah.
Yeah, for Guardians. So this is going to be nuts. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hit up some gaming news for you. Kevin, I know that you are pretty deep in with the Twitch. We have a Twitch headline. A few days ago, they took out in-game music. They muted all in-game music if you replayed the archives, okay?
It was some music, right?
It was some music. It wasn't all.
It was copyrighted music.
Like pop songs and stuff that people, because they were talking about people that were playing games and streaming and stuff and their archives and stuff. And like, you know, they may have the radio on and like, it would catch a song in the background.
Yeah,
on the
and
radio,
you can.
And it would flag it. And it's like, that's dumb. One, that person's not like, here, listen to this song. It's like, hey, I'm playing a game. We're hanging out.
Yeah. Well, Twitch also has a built-in, you can run a mod. Or it's built in or either one, I'm not sure. But you can actually stream music as well to your Twitch channel while you play the game.
Music videos. I had that on mine.
Yeah. And so that and people enjoyed doing that too as well. And then also games like Grand Theft Auto 4 or 3, you know, or whatever you were playing with that had radio channels in it.
Yeah.
It would mute the sound. And, of course, that would mute your voiceover as well. And so it would mute it, and the whole internet went just insane. Like, it literally, the internet blew up.
Well, it was also muting music and games.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin, we keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good. No, what I was going to say about it was, like, we dealt with this a couple months ago. Remember when YouTube did this? They put out some kind of, like, device that would auto-search these songs and immediately either flag the video or, like, they would just put mutes or they would change this, you know, make changes to the videos, and people weren't, like, they were in hysterics about that.
Mm-hmm.
This is basically the same thing, and it's not even coincidental that, you know, YouTube just bought Twitch or Google just bought Twitch. So of course this tool is going to go into effect, and it was, from what I hear, it's preemptive. Like, the record companies didn't even care. They were just like, okay, we're going to do this before it's an issue, and that's what kind of everyone's pissed off about. It's not even warranted by any record companies yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's funny that they got one of their, like, the day that it launched, like, even one of Twitch's videos, like, their own videos got muted because of the music that was used in it.
Yeah.
So, but we do have some update. You know, that was last a couple of days ago. And we now have the Twitch CEO saying that it was a mistake, and they're going to reverse it, so.
Yeah, well, it says there's an appeals feature added, so you can say, like, you... Because if that search is going to go through, it's going to flag it. But you can say, in-game audio, like, that's not me streaming music. That's literally the music from the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it will be reviewed. And then if that's true, then they'll...
Well, Kevin has already said that he's going to jump ship. Isn't that right, Kevin?
I mean, I'm trying different things. There is a beta going on right now for a website called Hitbox, HITBOX.com or .TV, excuse me. And the cool thing about them is, I mean, they're in beta right now, so who knows what their servers are like. But the chat delay to video, like what you see on screen and what happens on the chat, is a 5-second delay. Right now, the best you're going to get on Twitch is about 40 seconds. So it gives you more communication with the people in your chat room. And, like, say in certain situations where I was playing, like, Outlast, where you had to, like, you know, people are like, look behind you. And I'm like, that was so 40 seconds ago. I'm already dead.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, I want to try out Hitbox. They're up and coming. If it works out, I would love to, you know, to be a part of that. Yeah. So,
and this was the big trying. This was the big controversy, because if people don't know, Twitch got bought by Google, and everybody's fear was that Google was going to ruin Twitch. And I mean, this first step,
the first thing,
this is not
first,
the good. Yeah, yeah, this is not a good way to start off the relationship.
But they are saying that they have other things that are in the works, resulting in lengthier archived highlights, shorter stream delays. So that's right up your alley.
Yeah. I hope.
And more precise flagging for matched audio, among other improvements, saying that they do not plan to flag original in-game music. So that's good. Also, the thing with, like, YouTube is talking, since they are Google, YouTube, Twitch, all the same now, or Google all within too. The same... I guess parent umbrella company. YouTube is going to have their donation thing soon. It's going to essentially be like a tip jar, I think is actually what it's called.
Yeah. Nice.
Where you can actually, when you make videos and stuff, you can put a tip jar on it, and people can be like, oh yeah, I fucking love this video. Here's, you know, here's 50 cents, here's a dollar, or whatever. I think that also goes with the change in their monetization system, where I don't think you get as much
money.
You don't get
ads.
As much money. Yeah, they were talking about how people that were making 20-minute videos were getting... are now getting less than people who, even if they have more views than a person who only has a 3-minute video, then someone else has less views, or like the same
because
amount.
It's your advertisements. You get paid on your advertisements, and people, you get paid per click. So, yeah. I mean, if no one's clicking on your advertisements, you're not making any money. And that's why you'll see a lot of streamers too, really, like, out ad block people because they're like, please turn on your, you know, turn off your ad block so that way the ad runs and we get paid through that. That's our livelihood. So, I mean, there's, you know.
I think that something has changed because I was watching one of the YouTubers and he was just talking about it, that he was talking about how, I don't remember what he was, I guess he was talking about the new tip jar stuff because he was talking about, like, here's changes that are going to be coming to my channel based on this because, like, he does, like, tutorials and stuff. And he's like, my tutorials normally run 20 minutes long and I am making less than someone who makes a 3-minute video. Like, even though I have more subscribers and more views, like, the fact is it's how much the person watches. That's what it comes down to. So if the person watches 3 minutes of a 3-minute video, they get 100%. If a person makes a 20-minute video and someone watches like 15%, they only get like 75%.
Yeah, it's
like
crazy.
It's based on how much they watch now. That's what it was. So
that's why we need to start making some Vine videos on YouTube. Just 20 seconds.
Dude, Vine people make, like, if you are good at Vine, people will pay you to advertise for them. There's this like 16-year-old kid. He made like the news like a couple weeks ago because apparently he's a douchebag, like racist, like homophobic ass fuck.
And that's totally who you want to, like, you know, represent your company.
Well, exactly. Like on Vine, he just makes funny videos, and so advertisers are paying him like, he's like 16. Like they're literally paying him like $10,000 to do a 6-second video because he has so many followers that they're like, here's $10,000, please promote our thing. But then on Twitter, he is literally a piece of shit. And it's I saw it just because people are like, stop giving him money. Like, stop it. Like, he was at Comic-Con. He was, like, taking pictures with all these celebrities. And people were, like, tweeting the celebrities. Like, don't look at his Twitter. This dude is a piece of shit. And, Nathan Fillion was like, whoa.
He stuck back. He's like, nope.
Like, holy crap. I did not mean to take a picture with that fucktard.
Wow. Well, hope he falls down a big dark hole.
Yeah, but that's what we should do. We should, like, not be assholes on Twitter, because we're not, but we should start making Vine videos and make a fuck ton of money.
Yeah, there you go. And we should make them, cool and stuff.
Like, funny. Like, little 6-second funny videos.
We can do that. We're funny.
Yeah. Oh, if you want to pay us to promote your stuff, we'll gladly take your money and promote your things.
Yeah, and we're funny.
I will shave Golden Palace into the back for a fund. GoldenPalace.com. Shave it in the back.
Oh, man. All right,
look at this cool stuff that I got from Loot Crate. Look. There's a character from I got him in my Loot Crate.
Oh, let's stop.
LootCrate.com, where your lootiest dreams come true.
You do know that
that was a free one.
Than,
they didn't even pay us for that one.
That
See,
was
that's
way longer than 6 seconds, man.
Fuck.
You can't even get that right.
Loot Crate cut off.
All right, so Crytek CEO says that the company is absolutely safe and bankruptcy was never the case. A couple weeks ago, maybe 3 or 4, we reported that Crytek was selling off some of their parts of their company and canceling some games, but they're not going into bankruptcy as we thought. So I'm glad for that because they have some really cool tech.
Yeah, they're probably just trimming the fat. I mean, that's really what it is. They're probably like, look, this game's going to be shit. Let's just be honest with ourselves. It's not going to sell. People are over Homefront and all that other stuff. So.
Homefront.
I'm sorry. I mean,
there
the
was
first
a sequel.
One,
there was a sequel.
It was great in concept, but I mean, if you played the game to completion, you'll know how angry. You'll understand my rage.
It's pretty much that game had a very strong advertising phase. That original advertising that had Hillary Clinton and everybody on the intro, like, that resonated with people and, like, got them really excited for this game. I remember there's a lot of buzz.
Well, and the thing is, obviously it was unintentional, but they pretty much predicted Kim Jong Il's death, like, to the almost like to 1 month.
Are you
he
serious?
Died in, like, yeah, he died in like December 2011 or something like that? 2012.
Yeah, 2011, 2012.
And they in the article at the beginning of the game, they're like, oh, after the death of Kim Jong Il, and it was like 1 month away. People were like, wow, that's too real. That's
oh my really god, do you think that they had something to do with that?
That's promotional advertising at its best.
Oh my gosh.
That's guerrilla marketing.
If you played the Destiny beta, obviously it was great. And obviously what I'm about to say, you should already expect, and people should not get up in arms, but they do anyways. Your beta characters will not transfer to the final game. Sorry.
What?
Yeah.
No.
And across the internet.
It's so much time to get that 8 levels.
I soaked in 60 friggin' hours.
Oh, we have an update. The hashtag no shit Sherlock is trending.
You know, people, I'm sure there's a Reddit out there somewhere with like 5 million posts talking about how much this is crap and how much they're not going to buy the game anymore.
I put so much time.
We tested this for you for free, and this is how you're going to treat us?
Well, they're going to, like, from what I remember, they're going to let you keep a lot of the icons you've earned and, you know, like the special event stuff that you got. I mean, they're going to let you carry that over, but it's not really going to have any value in the game. It's just going to be like, you know, patches to wear and everything, which is super cool, you know, and that's more than they should have gave. They don't have to give you shit. That's the thing you gamers and kids need to learn. No one owes you shit.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Get off my airplane.
Oh, God, airplane. Whoa.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that was a Air Force One. He brought that in.
How did Harrison Ford get in?
He's everywhere.
Expendables3.com.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how we're doing ads now.
We're going to make so much money off this podcast. No, we're not. We're not going to see it done.
Oh, my gosh. So Sony has finally killed off the PlayStation Mobile on Android. Well, was it even a thing? I mean, honestly, like it was a terrible, terrible suite, and it didn't offer anything. I think this would have been way better if they would have released it with the streaming applications, but whatever.
I did not know this was a thing.
Yeah, it came out. It made news a little while back, and they had some mobile versions of their games.
Yeah,
that came out, and it just didn't go anywhere. Like, there wasn't any development for it, and it didn't work. And you know when they came out with they had the PlayStation phone. Remember that?
Yeah, it was Xperia.
Yeah, and that's when it started. It
looked
out.
Like a PSP Go.
Yeah, it slid up, and then it showed a full complete PlayStation controller underneath. It was really cool, but nobody bought it.
Yeah.
So
I don't because
I think it was like an AT&T exclusive.
About.
Yeah, exactly. It was what it was a little bit above the N gauge.
Yeah. So it was and I contemplated buying one and then I said, "No, I'm not stupid." Mm-hmm. So, anywho, we are about to get into what are you watching? So, and we're going to review our Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you have not seen the movie and you're interested in seeing the movie, cut us off right now, come back later, listen to the rest of the show. If you don't care, listen on because we love having you along for the ride. And maybe you can, you know, argue with us and our points are invalid or they are. Who knows?
Are you watching closely?
I really enjoy being able to control the camera now and figure out how it works because now I can point it right on I can put it right on Doug when he's doing his dances. What's up? All right, so let's go through and we'll name off Kevin. I don't even think you had interest in Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, did you? Did you go see it?
Yeah, no, I did, and I'll tell you this. I kept my expectations super low, okay. Reason being because, whatever. Yeah. It didn't look great to begin with, so.
Okay, so what we'll do is the same exact thing that we did last week. We'll run through we'll all name off two things, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will be our third thing, and we'll talk about that, okay?
Sounds good.
This week, just a couple days ago, I started playing a game that is over a year old, but didn't make any kind of big splash. And it is called Marvel Heroes 2015. It's on Steam. It's free to play.
What?
It's free to play. It's a Diablo type game. Okay. If you played Diablo 3 and you like those, it's an action MMORPG is what they're calling it. Let me tell you something. I guess when it first came out, it didn't make huge splashes. They've re-reviewed it this year, and it's got an 82 Metacritic. It got me really interested in it. I downloaded it. I've played it. I'm up to level 16 now on my character. I'm playing as Rocket Raccoon, and I got Groot. It is fantastically fun. It is such a fun game. You can spend money, You can earn everything in the game, of course. The spending of the money usually has things to do with unlocking characters and things like that.
You can unlock like different skins and stuff, right?
Yeah, you can unlock different skins. You can play as different characters. Like, I want to unlock Iron Man. They even give you some free cash. They give you some free upgradable stuff. I mean, they help you along the way. And so it's definitely a lot of fun so far. I really, really suggest anyone to try it out because it is like the Diablo kind of game. It's very addictive. Mm-hmm. It's got a ton of epic loot. Like, I mean, just drops everywhere. You pretty much in 15 minutes can kill 1,000 thugs. And I don't know who's hiring these guys because they're just dying everywhere.
Now, are you – can you said you have to pay for items and stuff. Can you actually earn in-game currency and, like, just you can, use that to pay it off? It'll take probably a lot longer to do, but
– Here's the deal. It costs, let's just say, an average of 900 credits in order to buy a new character, okay? Well, that – it would take 400 of the in-game drops to get it. I have 117 so far, and I've only played for roughly maybe eight hours. And so, you know, in a few days, you can earn another character, and that way without ever having to pay. Here's the other deal. They do run, very often, they run deals on Steam where it's 50-75% off of the in-game currency. So you can also wait and just pick it up there. They've got some great skins. The story rocks, man. I mean, they do it in a comic book fashion with voiceovers and everything. It's a really high quality game for a free to play, and they don't push the money onto you. I totally do it. Totally do it.
All right. Yeah, I'll check it out.
The other thing that I did was I watched Chef. It was, you know, I wanted to see it, but it was under the radar. It wasn't a go-to movie for me in the theater, but it should have been because this movie was great. I really, really enjoyed it. Jon Favreau, I mean, he rocked it. He knocked it out of the park. Man, I mean, if you love food and you love fat people cooking it, this is a movie for you. So, and it's got a good father son story to it, and you know, he goes from, you know, nothing to something, and it's awesome. I definitely suggest seeing it. It's really good. So,
for sure, I saw it last week. It was good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so who else is up?
I can go next.
Okay, Doug. Yeah, Fresh. Go for it.
Let's see. One of the things I've done this weekend mostly was I caught up on the Attack on Titan comics that I have. I had through like volume 9. Mm-hmm. I think I'd stopped at like volume 4. So I read, I guess, 5 through 9. And man, it is awesome. Like, I haven't watched the show really. Oh, okay. I watched the first like 3 or 4 episodes because I've been reading it and I didn't want to get ahead and then like spoil things for myself. Mm-hmm. So I stopped watching until I got farther in the series, and I don't know where in the world the show stops in correlation with the comics, because like I just pre-ordered volume 13. It comes out the end of this month. Okay. And so obviously somewhere between, I mean, it's got to end soon, I would assume, or at least this first season, because I just saw that I think like it said like volume 2 like Blu-ray comes out in September, and I'm assuming that means the next half of the season, although I thought that didn't, or the next season, though I thought that didn't come out until 2015, so I'm really confused.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't think they split the show up into 2 volumes or something for Blu-ray, or that'd be dumb.
I have yet to... I mean, I know that Attack on Titan has really, like, come out of nowhere. Like, I saw it at a convention. You remember, Doug... The first
when we were at Dallas Comic Con, I know, we were like, what the fuck is this?
Who is wearing...
Some naked people walking around.
Yeah, we saw
naked
people.
People in like nude suits.
And then we saw the people with the jackets, and we're like, what is happening? Why is this so popular? What show is this?
Yeah, I think we asked, we're like, seriously, what show is this? And I think Brendan was with us, and I think Brendan was like, oh, it's Attack on Titan. We're like, what the fuck is Attack on Titan? Like, the only reason I've heard of it is because like Loot Crate's been posting about it. Like, you know, I think that's their, you know, I think they gave away the first volume in one of their crates or something. It's like, wow. I've never even freaking heard of this.
Yeah.
And so then, and that's what it was. I think after Comic Palooza, because again, there we saw even more people with dressed as like the Titans and the people, whatever you're gonna call them. Yeah, well, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go read this. Like, I gotta find out why this is such a big deal. And I think that I actually went back and ordered one of the loot crates for that. I think I went and ordered that loot crate because they had occasionally they have these sales where you can go back and buy previous crates. And I bought that one. Like I got that crate because it was Attack on Titan and Titanfall. It was like a mashup of that. So it was Attack on Titanfall. So you got Titanfall stuff and you got some Attack on Titan, and it came with Volume 1.
Nice.
Oh, wow. So I read Volume 1 and immediately went and ordered like the next three. And then finished those and went and ordered the next three after that.
Sweet.
So that's cool. It's fun. It's a manga. I don't really read mangas. I read a lot of comics, but this is so much different that it's hard
to get into a little bit. Or
well, not necessarily. The story's fun, but the way that people talk to each other, and I know that some of it must be like lost in translation sort of stuff, but also just think about how animes are when people talk to each other. It's that in comic book form. Like people will be like, "What?
Oh, oh."
Yeah. I mean, they literally make like it'll be what, but it'll be W, H. A .. exclamation point question mark. What? And their faces just you know, just like it's ridiculous. And so some of that's hard for me to get over because it's just like it feels like it breaks up the dialogue sometimes, and it's like what the crap. And then the way it's drawn, sometimes it's I get characters confused because there's so many of them and it's all black and white, and so some of them look so similar.
Yeah,
but it's like, okay, wait, who's that? Oh, okay. Okay,
did he die in the last volume? I guess he's back.
Yeah, well, exactly. There was one point where there was the main character, Aaron, was talking to somebody, and then it went to another group, and there's another guy that looks like Aaron, and they were talking about Aaron, and I was like, he's right there! Like, and it was like, oh, no, that's another group. That's this other dude that's just talking about him. Like, oh, my God. Because I was like, these people aren't even together. Why is Aaron there? Like, this doesn't make sense. And then sometimes in the comic, it'll, like, do flashbacks. It'll do, like, something's about to happen, and it'll flashback to training or something. Mm-hmm. And luckily, from what I've seen on the show, is that you see a lot of that all at once. They've taken those bits of the story, and they've put them together. So it's sequential, and not, like, flashbacks like it is in the show or in the comics. Because in the comics, literally, it's like, you guys were literally just talking about something, and now you're in a bar. Like, I don't understand how we got there.
You have talked me out of this.
it's so, like, the story's so much fun. It's just, it's one of those, it just has that, like, again, lost in translation, where it doesn't give you any sort of cue that you just flash back. There's not, like, a 6 months ago sort of, you know, like, comic books, you'll get a little, like, box at the top that'll say, like, 6 months ago, or you know, something like that, that kind of lets you know that
only
that just
smart
happened.
Only smart people can read this. This is what you're saying.
Yeah, man, fucking Japanese people. Like, I don't what the fuck is happening in this stuff, but it's fun and it's cool. And the Titans are creepy and weird, and I can't wait to watch the animation. When I'm done with River, it ends. River, I don't know. I may be past it at this point, and I cannot wait for the live action movie that they're apparently doing because that's going to be creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I agree. I'll just wait for the movie.
Yeah, there's a commercial. There's like a Japanese car commercial, like a Kia or some shit that they did in Japan, where it actually used the Attack on Titan, like the Titans, like chasing after a Kia or something.
It looks really freaky.
Dude, it's so weird. Like, I go check it out. It's like, if that's the effects that they're going to use for this movie, like, fucking sold.
And I just love that the Titans, at least in the anime, it's funny because all the Titans, they're like the creepiest looking dudes, and they always have the big smile on their face, like, as they're like eating people and breaking stuff.
Yeah. It's like, awesome. It's like, because I think that they have like such huge jaws that normally the skin covers their mouths. But the second they open their mouths, it just like rips that skin. And it's not like bloody or anything. So it's not gross. It's just all of a sudden, it's just this huge mouth. And so when they're done, it's just this ginormous smile because they've ripped the skin and stuff. Oh, it's awesome. A lot of them just have like this dumb like look on their face. But then they're so oddly just like some are just the proportions are just out of whack. Like there was one that had like this ginormous like look like Easter Island skull like head. This is giant head on this little body. And it's just like, how is that thing moving? That weighs like 35,000 pounds.
Monk.
And that's a Mini Cooper for a body. So anyways, really enjoyed it. Check it out if you're into mangas. And then a show I have been watching has been The Killing. I love the show when it was on TV. It got canceled midway through season 3, and Netflix picked it up for the fourth and final season. So I finally watched season 3, and then season 4 was released on August 1st or whatever. So season 3, fantastic, and it ended in a way where if it had not gotten picked up by Netflix, it would have been one of the most amazing like fucked up endings to a TV show of all time. They wrapped that story up, but then there was another story that they kind of left hanging. So if it had just ended there, you'd have been like, okay, so the case is done. What the fuck? Like, what happened? And so I'm glad that they got season 4 again with it. Netflix, I love it because it's Netflix. You can do whatever you want. Like it was only 6 episodes, but they were like an hour long each.
Oh, sweet.
They were a lot more violent. They were so much more cursing. Because again, you know, when it was on AMC or whatever channel it was on, A&E, AMC, I don't remember what channel it was on. You know, they could cuss, but only to an extent.
Certain extent.
But, you know, on here, it's like they're dealing with them like a murder case. So obviously you're seeing like dead bodies and or like whatever. People react to that in a normal way. Like they say the F word. People cuss a lot. If you didn't know by listening to me talk all the time.
And that's why Doug loves this show, because they just dropped the F-bomb.
What I like about it is that, like, I posted this earlier this week, too. They released a clip of The Walking Dead of the end of season 4. Everyone caught up?
Yeah, everyone.
It doesn't matter. There's a clip from Rick where he says, these people are going to feel stupid. They're going to feel stupid for what? For screwing with the wrong people is what he said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In the comic and in this like clip from the Blu-ray, he says, because they're fucking with the wrong people. Yeah. And it's that, like, you screwing versus, like, fucking just adds that, I'm sorry, just adds that, like, that emphasis where you're like, man, this dude means business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's how I feel about, like, on the Netflix Killing Season 4, is that it added that, like, that realness. Like, people don't skirt around it, especially, like, really in the real world. If people see something mess up, they're going to say, like, oh, fuck. Or, you know, if they're really mad, they're going to say, you know, fuck you or something like that. Like, it just, that is just how people talk, especially in high stress environments. So I liked it. The only problem is the last, like, 11 minutes of the final episode. They tried to wrap everything up in the most nice, pretty little package they could. And for, like, this dark, nihilistic TV show, like, it didn't fit. It felt like, it literally was just like, we have to finish this so we can never make any more episodes. So they just tied it up, and it went against everything against that show.
Ah,
so if you watch season 4 and stop at minute 48, like you'll know there's a specific part, and like you're like, okay, that's it, that's the end, perfect ending, because then it just goes on and it just makes it worse.
Shoots itself in the foot. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Like, and it's just 11 minutes, and it's just them trying to wrap it up. But I feel like if it had just ended at the part 11 minutes earlier, which again, if you watch it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Perfect ending. Like, perfect. Mm-hmm. I was literally like, why do I have 11 minutes left of this show? What the hell's going to happen? And I was watching, and was like, no, stop, 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 stop. Why? No, stop.
Now you got me interested in that. You lost me on Attack, but you got me on The Killing.
Oh,
so maybe
Killing,
I'll check it out.
Telling you, first season, a little slow. Second season, brilliant. Such an amazing show. I mean, it hooked me, man. I'm telling you, after the first season, I was like, this is okay. But then second season, I was like, this show, so dark, like so gritty. And like, I don't know. It's one of my favorite like detective shows, I think.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Kevin, what you got, yo?
Sorry, I didn't mark it down in advance. I'm an idiot. I've been playing Last of Us, the HD remaster for PS4, and this is coming from someone who actually finished the PS3 version. Like, I finished the first week I played it. Like, I had to do it. Uh-huh. It was one of those games. And I bought it on the whim of, you know, it's like, I love the story and I love the game. I'll probably never play the single player again. I just want to play the extra stuff. Uh-huh. Like, I never played any of the expansions or, you know, the multiplayer. I'm going back through the single player story again because it's that damn good, and
really?
It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's so gorgeous. Like, I mean, they gave it the full treatment, 1080p. It's now running at 60 frames a second. Like, it's very smooth. Like I said, even it was already gorgeous. It's even more gorgeous now. The story just recaptures me. Like, and they added a new photo mode, which they did for Infamous first, which is really cool. They do this thing where no matter what part of the game you're in, if you click the L3 button, it'll pause like the picture, and you can like zoom around. You can go for close-ups.
Somebody made a trailer based on that, and it was beautiful. Yeah. Like, they put some really nice music. If you haven't seen it, go check it out because it's really cool.
Yeah, And so I've been taking pictures like right before I die when like the clicker's like right ripping my neck out. I'll pause it, take a picture, and then you can choose different like backgrounds and tiles and stuff. I have a bunch of hearts, you know, like best friends.
Why haven't I not seen those? Why haven't I seen that on Facebook yet? You can post
this stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna post this stuff tonight after this podcast.
Okay, good.
And I love it. It's such a great game, and I like I said, it's well worth the rebuy, even if you finished it. Like, it's just unbelievable.
Cool.
And then the other thing I've been playing, just back, I get the cleared the dust off the Wii U, and I've probably been playing Zombie U, which some can, it's a love hate game. People, because it's very frustrating as far as the movements go, but it's very rewarding as far as like if you like Dark Souls and you like stuff like that, where it's
oh, so if you like pain.
Yeah, if you like punishing yourself, it's right for you. Cool. Because it's got that whole thing where if you see like four or five enemies on screen, don't be stupid enough to attack them. Try to like lure them out one by one. Otherwise, you're going to die. And the thing about this one when you die is you get a different character every time you die. This isn't one of those like press blank to continue. You wake up as somebody else and you have to go retrieve your stuff out of the backpack of your dead friend and or your old dead self. And the thing is, your dead self comes back to life and you have to fight yourself. Like, it's insane. Yeah, wow. So it's, I mean, it didn't get enough credit probably because of the controls, but it's actually really fun to play. It was a launch title for the Wii U, and that was one of the reasons I was going to buy the Wii U in the first place, but then I heard the reviews, and I just kind of waited on it, and honestly, I'm getting into it. It's pretty fun.
Awesome. I do have, before we jump into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I do have a breaking news story here. Came out an hour ago, so well into our show. This pisses me off beyond just anything. EA has decided that in order to play their demos, you will need to subscribe to their early access program. They've announced it for Madden 15. In order to play it early in the demo, you will have to pay. You have to be a part of their access program, which costs $4.99 a month,
or $30 a year,
or $30 a year. That spells trouble for all their future. Maybe this is the reason why Sony didn't want to get into it, but. One of them anyways. I don't know. I mean, obviously to some people it's not a big deal, but I see this and I just get really angry because then, you know, like, where does this take us, you know, for all the other games? It's just like, okay, so all the companies are going to be like, pay me $30 a month and you can play my demos and my back catalog. And then you're paying...
Yeah, there's not even a great back catalog, to be honest.
Yeah.
So, anywho, let's get to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And we all three of us have the Turtles. All of us have seen it. You know, first let's give our quick reactions, and then we'll run down a few questions that we have for the film and what you thought of it. So overall, I didn't like it. I mean, it was, you know, Doug and I went through text messages about it. And it was a
mediocre.
Summer. Yeah, it was mediocre. I mean, it was a summer movie, so the action scenes were fun, but the story was terrible. It was weak. I think they miscast everybody, and I just did not like it. Doug,
I wouldn't say I did not like it. It was a fun movie. It was definitely in a lot of ways. Such as super simple story that didn't necessarily need to make any sense. Again, it was something, it didn't matter really. It was really just a throwaway story. And I don't know. I mean, like you said, the action was fun. Some of the action sequences were incredible. The turtles kicked a lot of ass in really cool ways. They also kicked ass in some really stupid ways.
Yep.
They made Donnie look like a badass, which has never happened before. But some of the, you know, we'll get into some of the stuff later. It was just mediocre. Yeah. I didn't hate it,
but I didn't. It was just meh.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it.
I liked it a little bit, but I didn't like it fully.
Yeah.
So just
I can't wait until someone gets a hold of it and they go in and they redo the faces, kind of like we did, like we saw in that one post where that person got a hold of like the steel and made them look like the normal turtles. I can't wait until someone does that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, that literally could fix the whole movie.
Oh yeah, definitely. that could go a long way. Kevin, what do you think?
You know, I mean, in a way I agree with you guys, and in a way I disagree. I mean, I had fun for what it was worth. The only downside is, I mean, the more and more I thought about it, I got angry, so I stopped thinking about it. The thing with it is like you, Jeremy, you always say, it's a popcorn movie. Mm-hmm. It's one of those movies, and it's just take it face value. It's not looking for much. It's just there to basically kill your time. It's very forgettable. The casting was fucking awful. I mean, you know, yeah. I mean, as far as like April O'Neil, like I said, they picked a fucking mannequin to do April O'Neil. That's what it was. And my biggest issue with it is, especially, okay, you got the original movie and even the one in 2007. April O'Neil was in it. Yeah, that's cool. She was a side character. In this movie, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were the side characters.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why?
We got to know April O'Neil's backstory, and we never got to, like, we never spent time with the Turtles, like, other than action scenes, like, to get to know them more, you know? Like, yeah. it was really sad.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks when you, once again, and I said this on my Facebook after, you know, after the movie, it sucks that, you know, once again, they transformered it where everyone was hyped to see Transformers, and Transformers takes a backseat to the humans. And it's like, you know, the humans are in the movie more than the Transformers. And that's how it was for this Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You know, everyone's like, stop blaming Michael Bay. And it's like, well, fucking, he had something to do with it. Especially the fact that Megan Fox was in it, because they could have made so much, they could have made better decisions. If it was up to me, I would have cast Emma Stone.
You could have 100% Emma Stone.
Yeah.
It would have been, she would have filled that character out great.
That was, after the movie, it's immediately what I said. I was like, Emma Stone would have played this so much better, and she has red hair.
Yeah.
Yep.
And she's a good actress.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's a good actress. I mean, you know, Megan Fox, she's gorgeous, of course. That's what you expect. This whole movie was a pickup line for Megan Fox. That's all it was. Everybody was flirting with her. Turtles, who should be liking other turtles, were flirting with her.
You know? Mikey always
loved
her. Yeah. Always flirts with her.
But,
Pretty sure in the first movie, it's like everyone's kind of like trying to, like, hey, no, she's mine. Distinctively remember that from like the original Ninja Turtle movie.
That's always in the TV show as well. Like, I think Donnie and Mikey fight over her in the new Nickelodeon one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
I mean, I, you know, like I said, I took it for what it was worth, and I liked it. I, like I said, I've probably already forgotten what the plot was, because I think the people who wrote it forgot what the plot was. This made me realize that this movie was made for kids. Kids that were there in the theater when I saw it, they loved it. You know, and
Colin,
it's like there was
my son,
there. And
my son loved it, and that's, I mean, that's obviously what it's there for. But you do have these 30-something people who are also fans of it growing up,
but,
and it's a part of their lives.
But you also got to think back to 1984 is when the cartoon started.
Uh-huh.
All right, what is the cartoon based on? Yes.
Not that early, is it?
Yeah, I looked it up. It went from 84 to 96. So long. I mean, is it 86 to 94? Either way, it's really fucking old.
I'll tell you this.
It started with a comic book, and the comic book is nothing.
Oh,
like
I know.
It was violent.
It was violent. It was rough. It was gritty. So you got to think, we are like the people who love the comic book that then saw the cartoon that came out. Because you're going like, well, this is fucking stupid. They made this for kids. This is dumb. We're my Ninja Turtles. Like, we've literally just become those people. It is 30 years later, and we are those people.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you look at
and
these...
And those people are going, fuck on y'all.
But you look at... we could go back to Marvel again. Like, you could make a movie that that appeals to the 30-somethings as well as the children, and just make a phenomenal film that appeals to both. But we are talking about Michael Bay. I know that, so...
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, they're looking at this as a new franchise. I mean, they've already greenlit the sequel to this.
You know, I liked better than this movie is the Nickelodeon show. It has way better writing. The animation is way better. It's the CG characters. They actually have their faces. Mm-hmm. I love that. I watch that all the time with Colin. Like, we have the seasons and we watch it. It's awesome.
Yeah. So this was a Nickelodeon movie. So I mean,
yeah.
I mean, I guess Nickelodeon probably just holds the rights to the Turtles at this point.
Yeah, they probably sold it off to the company and were like, all right, you go do something with it. But anyways,
well, And the 2007 one, don't forget that one. That one came out of left field, and that one's fantastic. They did a great job with it. Yeah, and that was Nickelodeon films as well, I think.
Yeah, that bombed, though. It didn't do so well in the movie theater, I don't think, did it?
No.
I thought it did. Yeah,
right. I think it did mediocre, but I mean...
It was much better than the one that came out.
So, all right, so let's move on. Let's see, what did you guys like the look of the Turtles? Did you like their overall appearance?
Well, mixed feelings. Again, I loved the difference between the Turtles. Because again, you go back to the old cartoon, and they're all the same except for the bandanas, the whatever you want to call them around their eyes, the masks. So I did like that they all had like different shaped heads, different. They were tall; some were taller than the others. Their shells were different. Their coloring was different. I loved all of that. I did not care for their accessories.
No, not at all. I hated Donnie's. I hated the way that. I like that he was a badass, but you know, they're like, let me save the day for once. But I hated the fact that they played on every single nerd, just everything that you could put on somebody that was like, hey, I'm a huge fucking nerd. They did. Like, glasses, he's a mutant. Why would he need fucking glasses? Yeah. You know, like, I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then...
If it had been, like, goggles or something, like steampunk, like, sort of just, like, maybe he welds or something, sort of goggles, or something that, like, night vision or scopes or something to make it, like, nerdy, but not bottle cap, you know, fucking... thick ass lenses that made his eyes ginormous.
Yeah, and then like the backpack of every, like, I didn't like all the accessories. I hated the fact that Mikey had like surfer glasses that were just there to be there. I mean, the only cool thing about the accessories was I loved Raphael's like almost like what's it called, Roman kind of gauntlet dress thing, and then Leonardo's chest piece. Like, those were really cool looking.
Yeah,
when it came down to, like, the armor, like, what they were wearing as protection and stuff, some of that stuff was cool. But, like, like, Donnie's huge, like, nerd gadget backpack that I don't think he fucking used.
Not once. And yet he slid down a damn mountain with it.
Yeah.
Well, what about Mikey's hookah shell necklace?
Like, that, like, see, that almost is funny to me, in a sense, only because the Turtles were kind of like surfers. Like, remember how they were totally like, oh,
yeah,
dude,
like, totally,
bro,
dude.
Yeah, cowabunga. They kind of dropped that, which is a shame, because they made my